Welcome to the What's Happening Compeer Financial podcast series. Listen how Compeer is committed to serving agriculture and rural America.
This month, we are looking at what's happening with leasing. Our guest is Angie Erbsen, Senior Leasing Specialist with Compeer Financial.
Angie, we're going to be discussing leasing and whether it makes sense for a farmer. And as we begin this conversation, give me an idea of what producers have been considering over these past few years when you take into account that commodity prices from, say, 2015 through 2019 and even into 2020 were almost below the cost of production when you look at corn and soybeans. And now we've seen a huge rally since the end of the summer of 2020. So when you look at commodity prices, I'm sure that is a big factor when you're talking about whether to lease or to buy.
Absolutely. As we take a look at how commodity prices in general affect the buying pattern of our farmer, rancher clients, that also dictates how they might use different facets of the leasing program. So, for example, when commodity prices are low, and sometimes we're in a barely break-even situation, sometimes clients do still need to update equipment to make changes there for a variety of reasons. And the lease fits really well because it allows them to do that without a large cash outlay that's affecting them in those low income periods. There's some other reasons as well. But as we move into commodity prices in a higher range where we've been for the last nearly a year here, as we look at those, then farmers start to make different types of decisions where maybe we're not replacing things just due to need, but we're doing some normal upgrades. We're doing some expansions in our buildings and facilities and our grain systems. Then we start to make decisions based off of cash flow management, but we also start to make them based off of tax management. The lease many times gives them an additional tax tool that allows them to offset that income that they have in those higher commodity markets.
So as you look at our current financial environment, if you will, you've already touched on, you know, tax implications, whether there's a need for equipment upgrades, some factors to consider if you're mulling the choice of either leasing or purchasing equipment. What else do you take into account when you're considering leasing or buying?
I think many customers do start to look at the tax angle first. So how to manage and how to maximize their current depreciation schedules with the deductions that they have. Different types of assets have different types of depreciation schedules. So as we start to get into farm buildings, which would normally carry a 20-year depreciation, or agribusiness, more commercial type buildings that would carry a 39.5-year depreciation schedule. The tax attributes of deducting a lease payment as a rental 100% on their taxes as opposed to that longer depreciation is really a guiding factor in looking at that lease product. Same goes for when we start to take a look at equipment, mobile assets, trucks, trailers, those types of things. Sometimes we're looking for a different use of a deduction on our tax returns as opposed to our Section 179, those types of things. So the tax side of it is a guiding factor when we're in a high income situation, but also when we're really looking to manage those margins that we have and the money that we have available. Clients are also looking at it from a variety of reasons from a cash flow management standpoint. Certainly in a higher commodity range, we have more cash flow that we're managing and how that's going to work from a tax perspective. But in a low income commodity market, we're also managing a lower amount of cash and trying to stretch that just as far as we can. We're also typically with the lease trying to preserve working capital. So if a client is looking to build their working capital on their balance sheet or looking to preserve it in a lower commodity market, or maybe they're just reserving money for if the farm down the road comes available and they have an opportunity to purchase it, that working capital is a large factor. And so the lease allows them to really kind of keep that shored up so that cash is available to them. But typically, we're also looking at, from a cash flow standpoint, just managing the cash that we have. Many times, the lease requires a much smaller amount of income or much smaller amount of money down to get into a project or into a piece of equipment than a traditional loan would be, where we might be looking at, you know, 20 or 30% down. With the lease program, they can conserve their cash flow so that they're just making something maybe as small as a monthly payment for certain types of clients, or as maybe as much as an annual payment, but that would still be traditionally a lower amount than what we would find on a traditional down payment. So those, from a cash flow standpoint, are critical points that clients are looking at. Can we match up that cash flow with particular types of payment schedules that fit into our cash flow? If we're in a seasonal harvest situation, sometimes we have clients that have other types of seasonal income other than just traditional row crops. So we're trying to work out a cash flow perspective that fits for them. Do we need to have that payment due at a particular time of the year? Are we matching it up to a contract payment that might come? If we're finishing a purchase or a project in the middle of the summer, do we need to defer that payment to start at the end of the year, more towards the end of the tax year? Do we need to manage some cash flow that we have? Do we know that we need some extra tax deductions this year? Or do we know that we don't need some this year and maybe we can kind of defer the start of those payments out a little bit further? So there's a lot of different things that we can do in customizing that payment schedule to fit for a client.
Because of those tax implications for farmers that are looking at whether to lease or to buy, knowing that President Biden has proposed some changes to federal taxes, and even for a state like Minnesota, in covering the legislature the last couple of years, it was kind of a tough hill to climb to get full Section 179 conformity in Minnesota, one of the key states for Compeer Financial. So how do state and federal tax changes and potential changes in this case play into the conversation?
Certainly, those are something that we take a look at, and as those changes happen, we try to look at where does the lease fit into those. The lease is not deducted as a Section 179 expense that has some other parameters around it. So, for example, the clients, this phase out at particular points, they also cannot use those deductions to create a tax loss on their tax returns. The lease actually deducts off in a different place on their tax return, so it actually goes right in the same place as a rental in their expenses on their farm or commercial business schedule. So it's deducting very similarly to a land rent. They're actually prepaying a period of rent on whatever the asset might be, very similar to prepaying chemicals, fertilizer, land rent, those types of things. So it deducts off in a different place on their tax returns. And so it's managed a little bit differently than those Section 179 and other depreciation deductions. And so it allows it to be a nice complement to the deductions that the client's taking there. Sometimes also a client prefers not to take something under their Section 179. When they take that deduction in 1 year, it leaves them in a position next year that they've got to buy another piece of equipment or something different to create a similar scenario on their taxes. So the lease allows them to actually shorten up the deduction on their tax returns as compared to conventional depreciation, but it allows them to equalize that out over several years instead of having one large deduction in that first year.
For anyone that would like more information about what we've talked about today, can they go online? And if they go to, say, Compeer's website, is there a specific place on the site that has more on leasing?
Well, we can be reached several different ways through Compeer. First, we can be reached online at compeer.com/leasing, and that will give you information on the leasing programs that Compeer offers. It gives you a place to submit some information to start a conversation with us. You can submit that electronically, and then we'll follow back up with you depending on the area that you cover. We have several leasing specialists that cover our area in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. You can also contact our branches. All of our branches within the Compere territory are serviced by a leasing specialist. We work as a team and as an extension, and so they can also contact us at any way. And you can also contact us at our 800 number, so 844-426-6733, 844-426-6733, and you can contact us there as well.
Tune in next week for part two of What's Happening with Leasing.
Compere Financial, committed to serving agriculture and rural America. Learn more at compere.com.